skin of y'all looking, but he got dark, dark spots, you know, in his skin.
Channel
cat? No, channel cat, you know, he's not always clear. But this is, and this is piece here, it's kind of flat. Goodness, we named that fish, man. I wish I could, but it's a catfish here right now. Uh-huh. And he in the river, I caught one another thing, which was a little smaller.
Speckle cat?
Huh?
Speckle cat?
No, we call him
Well, that's okay, if you remember him, Kevin.
Yeah, but think about it, we'll tell you.
Tell me about this thing that, it's kind of a seafood, really, that has a shell, you know, and pearls are supposed to grow in.
Mm-hmm. You tell me about that. Mercer shell.
What?
Mercer shell. You can fish with them, you can take them, open them up. And some people taste them and take them home and use them for ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
And you can, going to some place like Mississippi or sometime you find some larger than my hand.
Is that the same thing as
an oyster? Man, you asked me a question that I won't ask you. That's what I have never understood. Some people tell me that's the same thing that you call an oyster.
I think a mussel and an oyster are different, but I don't
know. But I'm going to be frank with you. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Because now when we find one, you can find them down on ruined places, on the sandbar.
Mm.
But they're small, they're not like great large. We have open, and the fish bites them good.
Yeah.
The fish bit. But you used to find on top of them, I lived at the bottom, my husband did it. But I haven't been to the river too many times on the sandbar down here at the time.
Mm.
But they tell me, that's the same thing, Austin, but I'm on the knees.
I just don't know, I can't tell you.
Well,
I about the size of your hand.
About the size of your hand,
oyster.
Yeah, but see when you put lime in a can, they cut up your neck.
Uh-huh.
When my dad was sick, my mother, he liked them. Mother used to fix them for him, take them, give him tin, and then she would put butter on them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he would eat them like that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the cooking went down low, she put just a little sweet milk on them, just let them go on down real low. But that you got me on that office. I really don't know.
What about this these things that you find around ponds? You know, they make a croaking kind of sound. They can jump.
Oh, bullfrog?
Bullfrog?
Uh-huh.
What about the kind that might be around the
toad
frog? Toad frog.
And then it's a spring frog. He can be further than a bullfrog can, but he may look like a bullfrog, but he's small.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about turtles a minute ago. What would you call one that lives only on dry land without getting the water?
I haven't saw one that just live on dry land. Most turtles you see here, they come turn into mud or water.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you know?
Have you ever heard of terrapin?
Oh, God, yes, I've got a penny. That's dry land terrapin. They do their homes. They goes in water too, but they do their homes most of them. He's like on dishes, banks, and things like that. But,
Have you ever heard a terrapin called by any other name?
No, I haven't. Have
you ever heard people call them gophers?
No. Call them gophers?
Some people do.
Yeah?
I've heard that. It's South Alabama.
Yeah, gophers. You're learning something.
What about this this thing that you find in streams? It looks a little bit like a tiny lobster or something. It's got claws on it, you know, and will swim
with it. Crawfish.
Yeah. And this is something else that it's a seafood. I don't know. Kind of a fan tail, you know. They're small, about that size. You can. You might ask for a few pounds of them, you know, at the fish market.